Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jamaica to export weekly shipment of banana to Trinidad and Tobago effective Monday, December 25. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Effective Monday, December 25, Jamaica rolled out an initiative to export one container of bananas per week to Trinidad and Tobago. The move forms part of the country's export thrust that restarted in 2013. Since 2013, there has been a steady increase in banana production from over 33,000 tons up to 58,701 metric tons in 2016. Banana export has seen an increase, moving from 78 tons in 2013 to 411 tons in 2016, with earnings of $47.7 million.
Our aim was to develop the domestic market and to increase our exports to fit into opportunities that present themselves.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. The sector has also been doing well, with support from the government and the European Union under the Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures Program, which started November 13 and ends December 2017, and the Banana Export Expansion Program, which started in 2015 and will end January 2018. Three containerized shipments will be sent weekly to Trinidad.
We are starting with one container each week. We have a contract for 6 months. But really, the importer wants three containers on a weekly basis.
24 farms operating on over 100 hectares of land are engaged to supply the bananas. The contract comes on the heels of a 200-ton increase in banana export over 2015 and 2016.
This export to Trinidad is very encouraging, and I'm extremely pleased with what I see and the level of efficiency in the packaging. We have to start by working within our community, and the CARICOM is an extended local market. So we are learning all that we have to learn about being competitive within our domestic market, which is part of CARICOM.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samudio. Karita Jamaica Limited has been contracted to package and ship the bananas on behalf of the government. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Young bird no know when berry ripe a mountain. Translation: a young bird doesn't know when there are ripe berries in the mountain. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, there is much to learn from the wisdom and experience of older people. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Hoi! What? Miss Lana, you know, see, you frighten me.
Won't have fast over Sonia Yard.
But heap of construction, we are going.
How will she get money from?
NHT have new housing microfinance loan program.
Housing microfinance?
Loan program.
No, we are going to get approved for that.
With VR salary?
The loan is for people who earn $30,000 a week or less. Them can borrow a maximum of $850,000 at any 1 pint. And it goes straight to $1.5 million.
A lie. Me, I go down there now.
But what, Sasha? You contribute to NHT?
That is all right. And for the current and new contributor, just make sure you become registered. Then you can get the loan through your credit union.
Have mercy, after me not join that neither.
But yeah, wait, Pan. You know, see hurricane season there, Pan, we?
And with Christmas around the corner, the house really need a little spruce up.
Yes, my friend. And we say comfortable.
Me will see you no later.
Then we are rushing, Miss Lana.
The credit union, NHT Housing Microfinance Loan Program. That's my housing solution.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.